This is a repeat show from 2011. Do not text or try to answer in any questions on the show, as your texts will be sent and you will not get any value out of it. In other words, what are you wasting your money for to text into this show when it's already been recorded from 2011? But the one thing I can guarantee you, because Mr. Tommy Kelly joined in, and the one thing I can guarantee you by the end of this radio show, this podcast show, you will know that it made no sense whatsoever. Just two old codgers talking to each other in the studio and people earwigging along the way. But I do hope you enjoy. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can get me on face8liamburkshow.com. You can get me at info@liamburkshow.com. If you have any comedy links, any threesome songs, or any acoustic tracks, or even songs for the whole show, please do not hesitate to enter that into my system and let me know, and I will do it. These shows will go on from time to time. These back shows will go on from time to time, but they will be original shows going out week after week as well. But when I don't get time, I will put out some of these shows, as in the Needle in the Groove shows or Saturday Superhouse show. So I do hope you do enjoy. Anyway, sit back and enjoy for the next hour and a half. Thank you, Liam Burke. Good afternoon and welcome to Needle in the Groove, Classic Rock on Dundalk FM 100 with me, Liam Burke. We're back live, the first live show, and...
No, they were all live.
Oh, yeah, last week was live. Yeah. But the way I deleted you out of everything last week...
Yeah, I thought it was a better show because of it.
Because you were deleted out of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Tommy. It sounded like I was talking to a brick wall last week, but there you go.
Well, because everything in fairness, you were talking to a brick wall.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
actually.
It was more or the brick partition. Walls or the partitions. Yeah,
partition wall. Partitions. Yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yay!
The start of our.
We have to apologise first of all for not having any audio on the webcam.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to bring the lead.
Does that help? Will that get you back into humour again?
I'm in good humour. Just my brain is not working at all today.
Tommy, yes. You told me the last time you had no brain.
Oh, well, that's true. That's equally true.
Tommy, you have a great track to start us off today.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell everyone what it is, but I'm just going to play it.
Right. And classic rock.
It's classic rock.
A classic rock classic.
A classic rock classic, exactly. Right. Great. And people are going to love this today, because it's going to kick us and get us in the mood for January.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the year.
It's called January in June.
January, right.
Or June and January.
Right.
See, my brain's not working either.
Yeah, you see.
So
it's going to be a good show, people. Good show.
And we're also
on earlier.
Half an hour earlier.
This is mutiny, really, on our behalf. We just sort of...
Robbed someone else's show.
Yeah, we just said... We were sitting here and said, let's just go on
Let's
live.
Do this.
That's what you can do when, you know...
You're in here with your guns in your pocket and everything.
Yeah, see, and because no one
now,
cares.
Now, give them the details on how they can get us.
You can get us on needleinthegroovefm.com, I think... Because at the minute, the live streaming doesn't seem to be working on either Dundalk FM or Needle in the Groove FM. So
right.
I would suspicion that I am talking to myself right now.
No, you thought of me.
Yeah, well, the podcast will be there anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're in the Dundalk area, the 30-mile zone, I'm sure you can be listening to us or have...
It's 7 kilometres.
Is it 7 kilometres?
Yeah,
there's no one listening to us.
No. Actually, I was in the shop the other day and they were listening to 2FM.
Right.
Dundalk. Do you know, keep your business in Dundalk?
Yeah.
Because they keep you...
Yeah, that,
you
know, it's on the walls.
It's on somewhere.
Where is it? That sign that we were
meant to say. It's gone, they took it down.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening in Dundalk as well.
So in case of emergency, please contact him.
Just hit glass and then hope for the best. But Tommy knows, listen to us.
No.
So how are you doing?
I'm grand, yeah. What'd you get up to over Christmas?
Nothing. I had a waterbed.
Oh, yeah.
Floods, like many other people in the place.
Oh,
actually,
water,
I had a waterbed many years ago, but it was downfall of my relationship with my ex-wife.
Right.
Because we drifted apart.
Oh man.
Tell me how else can they get
us. Here we go. Oh look, people.
How else can they get in contact with us?
Well, if you go to needleinthegroovefm.com, you can go to listen live or you can go to watch webcam, but there's no audio, so you literally are just watching a webcam. You can go to dundalkfm.com and that
what about all the Twitters?
My brain is not working.
Yeah, like, come on.
I've already said all this. Just a second. Twitter.com/ Tommy Kelly, TOMMIEKELLY. Twitter, TWITTER. .com is .com. Liam, can we got on Twitter.com/ Needle Rock FM. Yeah. We have an email. You may give it these days. It's not happening.
Our email address, our comments, if you want to give it, it's comments@needleinthegroovefm.com and leave all your comments there because we love listening or looking at your comments.
The audio stream is working. Controlled by, very kindly by Walter. All the way in America. He had to tell me
whether
it was working.
Maybe not next week because a little bit of... we're doing live talking to you. You're going to be coming to us maybe a little bit from Italy next week.
Yeah, that's the plan. If we can organise live from the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, just don't lean against it.
Well, I'm going to get the photo of me pretending to push it.
The usual.
You know, all that sort of
and
stuff.
And then maybe the following week, we have a list still from Byron there, and I want to try and play his list.
The 1977.
Tunes are from 1977.
Yeah, I must get on to him because he's doing a thing at the minute where... it's either photos or something he's getting people send in from 1977. So we could do some sort of linky, put everything together and have some sort of a very 1977 team deal, which is the year I was born, so it'll be very special for me. Because, you know, it's when really life on Earth started.
Life on Mars. Just care. And you can get in contact with us in studio here. You can get us 087-09-09-791. That's 087-09-09-791. The reason I'm saying that again is because I have a blocked schnooter.
Is it possible to listen to the audio stream on iPhones? As you were saying there's an app or something.
There is an app there. As far as I know, yes.
Because I know it won't play some of the audio streams. Like, it won't play a Flash audio stream or whatever. But I think it's a media player. So, yeah, we are now on iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you have to go walk your dog right at this minute, I think...
There's no excuse not to have it with you.
If you have an iPhone, you should still be going.
So, do you want to hear that first classic track?
No, I just want to talk for another 20 minutes.
All right, okay. We can do that too, but I just have to find out. I forget which song it was. Oh, yeah, it's June and January.
June and January.
Yeah, I'm going to play that. That's a classic, classic rock song.
Who's it by?
Can't tell you that.
Right.
I'll let people decide for.
Decipher
that together. Right. And I hope everyone enjoyed our Christmas Day show.
Oh, we've an email, haven't we? Did we give that out?
Yeah.
Comments at Needle and Groove.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you not listening?
No. I was talking to people in the chat room.
Oh, really?
Because we have a chat room as well, Liam. See the way I did that? See what I did there?
Oh, you linked it. Nice link. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah.
Why are you gone red?
Because...
Just the shine, the heat off?
It's the on-air ambience light.
Oh, right,
it's
coming
with the orange. It's not red. It's a bright pink. Go to the chat on needleinthegroovefm.com and you can log in with your Facebook, Twitter, Google account, all that sort of stuff.
Or I believe that Twitter and Facebook have joined together, so it's called Twitface.
Twitface, yeah.
Yeah, so you can join in.
Twatface.
Tommy, we're going to listen to this classic song.
Oh, please, get me out of this.
In January, because I'm in love, it always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow.
Right, that's enough of that. Oh,
well done. You blew up everything.
That's enough of that. That's Dean Martin. We were just taking the extract of the urine.
I was enjoying that.
Were you?
Yeah.
I thought that's...
It's June in July and August in September.
No, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
December comes before March. Sorry.
Thanks,
Tom. April and
I thought you said you could
August.
Sing.
I've never once claimed I could sing.
Did you... the new thing we have coming up every week.
Excuse me?
Not starting until you're back with us.
Right.
We're going to do a new thing called Wreck the Classic.
Okay.
Right? We'll be dramatically reconstructing
our songs.
Songs.
Yeah. I might actually bring my guitar in for that too.
Will you?
I might, yeah.
I've asked you this for about the last two months,
but now,
and didn't know.
Yeah, you just bring in a guitar and do a song, but now there's a reason. That, you know, it's a piece.
Can we do that? Yeah. Every Saturday at about just after 3:30,
yeah,
we're going to deconstruct a song.
But we need the listeners to tell us which song
they want deconstructed. You can get in contact with us with all the different variations. Twitter, you can get us on the Needle in the Groove FM.
Is there an email, isn't there?
There is. You can get us on comments at needleinthegroovefm.com and just let us know what song you want us to deconstruct every week. And we want to say big happy 40th to Anne-Marie Kern, also known as Smile or Rocker.
I'm sure she's delighted that she gave out her age on radio.
Yeah, 60. sorry, 40. She's 40 in the last week or so, but she had a big party last night, which MMFT, Martin Malone from Talentstown.
Yeah, where is Martin Malone from Talentstown? He's not on any of these chatty sort of rooms, or he's not getting in contact. He's our live correspondent. And
yeah, well, I think myself now, I told you this before, and I brought this live news to you, I'm going to bring this live news back again.
Okay.
I think what actually happened,
yes,
was we set up the two of them together.
Oh, and he was working with her.
He was working with her. Well, he was working. He said to me he was working.
He was twisting knobs for her on the sound desk at her party.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. And then
pushing her buttons,
playing with his wires.
Yeah.
So he was actually
wrapping leads, loading the van. Yeah.
Opening her presents.
Yeah.
Actually, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she had a big party last night. Martin was there, and Martin is nowhere to be seen now at the minute.
Phone's ringing. Answer us, just answer us.
No, it's someone outside.
Who is
They were actually, what do you call it? They were at the party last night. Martin's nowhere to be seen, and Smiler's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Now, that's me putting 4 and 4 together.
Yeah.
And getting 9.
Who is at that door? Can they not hear that it's important radio working on here?
It's young Anthony, I'd say.
All right.
So we're going to kick off with a genuine kick off with a song today.
Yes.
And it's
our extra half hour show that is already 15 minutes into it. We haven't even played one song.
We played June and January.
Yeah.
So we're going to
It's June.
Yeah, don't forget, if you wanted us to deconstruct a song.
Yeah. Not today, in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, just give us a chance to get this together. Yeah. We will do that song for you. Every Saturday at 3:30, just after 3:30 break.
Yeah, we'll just after the McCardle Meats ad.
McCardle Meats, McCardle Meats, our chickens have big breasts.
We should get money for doing these extra advertising.
Yeah, I know that.
Hey, man. Right, play music.
Play music. The Stolen Bones and Start Me Up.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
That was the Stolen Bones and Start Me Up.
Yeah, did you guys see any of the Rolling Stones cover bands?
No.
Yeah, Mark Malone of Townsend did one.
Bones.
Bones, indeed. He did, I don't think it was the Rolling Clones, but something along that. His sister were amazing in McHugh's, to all 10 people who were there.
Yeah, it's getting less and less getting into these gigs now, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Like, it's not this. McHugh's is the only venue in the world, but it's a great venue that's not doing...
That's not not being utilised as much as it should be.
Yeah, it's just, I suppose, it's the wrong end of town. But it's Dundalk FM, not Drogheda FM.
So. What I was going to say to you, no, I was at a gig myself the other night, just speaking of gigs.
Yes.
I was at the Voyage for Philo, 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Cracking night. Now, I'm not saying this because I work with the guy, right?
Yeah.
But this is, you know, the usual, everyone puts their feedback up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone said that Pat stole the show.
Right.
Now, Brian
Pat
Robinson,
who, people who don't know
Pat McManus from Mama's Boys.
Mark Knopfler's favourite guitar player of all time, I'll have you know.
Who is?
Pat McManus.
No way.
Yeah, he said it in the Late Late Show.
When?
20, 30 years ago, whatever. Whenever he was on it, yeah.
Never knew that. Yeah. And yet, Pat's own favourite guitarist.
Yeah, Pat hates Dire Straits.
No.
He's the rubbish.
One of the favourite, one of his favourite bands would be, would have been Rory Gallagher. He was a big influence. And Johnny Fien from Horselips.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Rory Gallagher fan. I know I should be in a thing. I'm not a huge blues fan. I think that's
well, yeah, see, you were saying that to me before. Your blues, well, I just love listening to guitar. Do you know, it's only when you start playing guitar is when you start appreciating it. Yeah. How much work is involved in it, and the guys putting stuff together make it look so simple. But it's great. No, he said Rory Gallagher and Johnny Fien. I met Johnny Fien several times, and he is just a gentleman.
Yeah.
And just at the other night there, Eric Bell was there, Brian Robertson. Brian done a couple of tracks of his own, which people weren't too appreciated of.
Non-Lizzy tracks.
Yeah. But at the same time as well, how are you going to get your music out there unless you play it in front of an audience? To give them an like, he played.
I know, but there's time and a place. There's time and a place. Like when I went to see Paul McCartney last year, and it was like the greatest hit show, whatever. And he did do some of his new songs, or whatever. Yeah. And people just got up and left. You know, that was the
thought.
Yeah, but I mean, I went with my dad, and I was going. I commend Paul McCartney for that because he doesn't need to come out with a new album. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He obviously still has the drive and the
passion to still go.
But he didn't do. You know, Bruce Springsteen records a new album, and he comes out, and on the tour. Sometimes he just plays the new songs, he doesn't do the hits, whatever. And I can see that side as well, you know. So, but I think at a Vibe for Fellow, I don't think is your time for self promotion.
No,
maybe not. Maybe
well,
I'm wrong.
Having said that, Pat played Needle in the Groove the other night,
and Joe played Vienna when he was there. But that's a song,
But he did do a couple, but he went back to doing the tracks on it. Actually, the whole night
and
was brilliant.
Pat McManus isn't releasing Needle in the Groove, you know, this week. It's not promoting.
Is he not?
No.
He told me he was.
Oh, maybe he is. Maybe I didn't pick it up. I didn't get that memo.
But it was great. It was a great night. I would access all areas there, wandering around the place. I got to meet Ian Hoglan from Europe. And people think of...
I'd say that must have been great for you, wasn't it?
No, well, I'm a big fan.
Good for you.
No, seriously, from way back when. But I liked the music even more so back before the Final Countdown stuff.
You liked the music more so before you heard it?
No. You know, before, what do you call it?
The Eurovision Europe.
No, this is even prior to that as well.
Right.
They had stuff back from 84, because I was talking to Ian as well, and I didn't get a chance to have an interview with him. Just had a quick chat with him, because there was a guy there, he's another fan, and he was twisted, and he was just getting in my face the whole time. I was going to punch him, but I didn't.
Right.
And then we were having a chat with him, and like Ian used to have really long hair, and now he's bald. But he's working on another album with Europe as well, and new stuff as well. But the prior to the Final Countdown, stuff was real heavy. I must give you some of the stuff they have.
Oh, you're all right.
And there's even an album there. I was going to bring it up with me. Europe, it was the name of the album. It was this going back from 84 or something.
The eponymous debut.
And what happened was, this actually before 84, because I said to Ian the other night, I said to him, when did you join the band? And he says, it was 1984. So Tony Reno played drums for Europe at that stage,
right?
And he wasn't with them. He was only in with them since 84. But it was great to have a chat with him and actually meet someone like that. But he was with Brian Robertson Band. We also got to meet a guy called Chris Laney,
right?
And Chris Laney, all these guys are Swedish, and Chris Laney gave me an interview.
Brilliant.
So we have that coming up after 3 o'clock.
Excellent. Yeah.
So that's where we're going with that.
So who's the biggest prat of the night? Who was the most rock star? I actually know the answer to this, not because you told me, but because I can completely guess.
Well, I have to say Robbo.
Yeah, I mean.
Like some of the guys, I don't remember him back with Tin Lizzy, right? But some of the guys said
I wasn't bored with him. He was a bit of an idiot
at that. And when I was interviewing Chris Laney at the time, he came up and he shouted into the microphone, and I'm going to tell you exactly what he shouted, because I edited it out on the thing, but I'm going to tell you now. He said bollocks, right? He just came out and said it.
Yeah.
In like, and that's how much of a prat he was.
In trying to annoy you, or just trying to be funny, or just...
I think he was trying to be a bit of both at the time, and then he just came out. I was talking about maybe trying to get an interview with him, but I couldn't, because the whole day long he was having a few beers and...
Slightly inebriated.
Yeah, he was, and someone said that to me, he does that, and constantly is. But the whole gig and the whole night, everything went brilliant. We were there from 2:30.
Was the Japanese Lizzie band there, no?
That's, no.
They're very good. No. Very funny.
Actually, speaking of which, there was a Japanese guy came up to us at the table afterwards when we were selling Pat's merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And bought nearly one of everything.
Right.
And he just came up and bought everything that belonged to Pat. So we gave him a hat along with it, because it was... he was at the point so much where he bought a CD, and it was back in Ann. And this one I'm going to give you now here. I don't know whether you ever heard of Glider.
Nope.
They're a band from down around Wicklow direction. Fairly good, a very good band. Back in Ann played with Pat that night, and Glider are now getting back together. They had broken up for a while. They're getting back together. So that's a force we have as well here.
Great.
On Needle in the Groove Classic Rock. The boys are getting back together. So check them out. They are pretty good.
The name is not unfamiliar, but I don't think I could list a number of songs by them or anything.
Well,
like that
guy, and even if you want, just check out Chris Laney as well.
Yeah, that's someone I just don't know at all.
Well, I'm going to introduce you to him over the next maybe couple of weeks. We'll try and get a couple of tracks of his in.
And great stuff.
Some great stuff. Now, we're going to go with a song just before we go to the ads again, because the first half an hour's gone already.
I know.
Now, what song have you got for us?
It's this is from the Crow soundtrack. Nine Inch Nails doing a cover version of Dead Souls.
And what's the song? What's the song?
Oh, it's Nine Inch Nails doing a cover version of Dead Souls.
Oh, Dead Souls, sorry. Yeah. I was waiting for you to tell me who done the original.
I think it's Joy Division, but I didn't want to say...
We'll look into
it. It's
that.
Either Joy Division or... It's not Joy Division.
Love Will Tear Us Apart. We'll find out.
Yeah, it's someone... It's one of those... It's a goth band, isn't it?
Okay.
It's
so
probably
we'll take a listen to Nine Inch Nails.
Anorama or something.
Steve. Yeah, what do you got in mind? Stevens. Shaking Stevens.
Shaking Stevens.
Is it, they're doing a cover of that?
No.
Welcome back to Needle in the Groove, Classic Tommy Comedy.
Kelly.
Tommy.
Yes.
That last song.
Yes, it was Joy Division. Yes, I was right. Google agreed with me in this. I was nearly sure it was Joy Division, but you know that? Just go, oh no, it's not just...
Yeah. We checked
Joy, you know that other Joy Division song that everyone
Love
knows?
Love Will Tear Us Apart.
That's a fantabulous song. It's an awful pity that they turned into that other band. What are they called? When the singer killed himself. Let's all bring the show down when he hung himself.
Right, okay.
And I was going to say, they did Blue Monday. What are they called?
Oh, New Order.
New Order, yeah.
Did he go with that?
That's who Joy Division is with a different singer.
Oh.
Well, not even a different singer. It was the bass player started singing or something like that.
I didn't know that now.
Yeah,
there's a little information. Yeah. That was one of my favourite songs from the 80s.
What? Blue Monday?
Blue Monday.
Really?
Because it went on for about 24 hours.
Yeah, there's a 9 year remix, isn't it?
Speaking of nine years.
Trent Reznor recently did the soundtrack to The Social Network. And he has a couple of other different projects out. I like Nine Inch Nails. You have to be in the right mood for them stuff, but
I don't know. I have never really listened to much of the stuff except for when I'm here with you.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff that I haven't listened to, and it's great to be able to hear them here, and we get to air them, and then you go home, you say, "Yeah, I must stick on that CD now and listen to it."
Yeah, I must do you up in a legal mix CD for you,
like the other four,
like the 4,000.
Tommy has a hard drive
full of nothing, full of legal music.
I was about to say that. Yeah. If you just give
all downloaded from iTunes
legally. Now, if you want to get us in studio, you can...
That's iTunes with an O, not a U.
Tommy Kelly.
iTunes.
iTunes. If you want to get us, text us in the studio, 087-0909-791, or get us on Twitter, Facebook, all the different...
Yeah, just come up in the street and talk to us.
Yeah. Just come into it. We have
comments at needleandgroovefm.com.
He's wide awake now. See, it didn't happen until after 3 o'clock.
Yeah, see,
that was the half an hour was the killing thing.
Yeah.
Just
threw me, and it was my idea.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea.
Gwyn's even get it.
Yeah, and needleandgroovefm.com, dundalkfm.com.
Yeah.
Liam's number is 0879. No.
And Tommy's is 086.
TommyKelly.com, RoadCrewComic.com, SomethingWonderfulComic.com, FromRagsToRockStars.com. I'm sure I've other websites that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, porno.com.
Yeah. How much money would porn.com be worth?
It'd be worth a fortune now at this stage.
40, 50 euro, have to be.
We've a track coming up at some stage in the next hour for your friend. He was looking for Kansas.
Oh, yeah, Kieran Lucas from At Boy.
All right, Kieran, we'll play Kansas.
An extremely good artist.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we've also got a song, Martin, I keep calling him Martin, but it's Bones.
Yeah, Martin Malone from Townsend.
Yeah, Martin asks us for a Status Quo track, so that's coming up. And we've also got a track coming up for the late Phil Kenmore, who died yesterday. He was the bassist with YNT. So we've also
was he the guy who did kitchen appliances and stuff? Kenmore appliances.
That's him.
Is that him?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Kenwood. He was a brother of his.
Kenwood. Yeah. What's that got to do with classic rock? Classic rock dishwasher.
Yeah, no, you just throw him against the wall and they'll all break the classic rock.
All right, Grant. Who is he and what's he got to do with anything, anyway?
Who?
Your man who died. Who is he? I don't
know. He's the bassist from YNT.
Who's YNT?
YNT, the band.
Yeah, but what's YNT stand for?
Now you've got me, Tommy. Stop on me on the spot. Look at Tommy.
Come up with something. YNT. No. White.
You and Tommy.
National.
You and Tommy.
You and Tommy.
Yeah, you and Tommy.
Oh, you and Tommy.
You know what I mean?
It's my band.
Yes.
It's actually...
It's another band you were in that I didn't know about.
Yeah, I've done so much. So much.
So much in your short space.
Yeah.
Tommy, what have you got for us?
I suppose we have to play Nirvana song at some stage, don't we?
Yeah, a lot of people give out to us when you play them, and but they're still good enough.
That is the perfect description of Nirvana. Yes.
I know, yeah.
Good enough.
Well, I, to be honest with you, I didn't, but in fairness then as well, I didn't, like in the early days, when I was growing up, Pink Floyd, well, I loved them now.
Yeah, I never...
So give me another while.
Yeah, I never...
And don't shoot me.
Right, this is Nirvana on a plane. What do you think YNT stands for?
Yesterday and Today.
What is the name of the album you have in your hand?
This YNT, fire.
Yesterday Open and Today. Fire.
No, do you know what it actually is, Zoe? It's Yesterday and Today Live.
Live, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. YNT.
Well, what true it was that they had N the five for N rather than A. So.
It didn't. I tell you what happened was the €5 sticker was over the, it was over the bottom of it, so I didn't see it.
That's I have it never is. In my life heard of that band.
Did you not?
No.
I did many moons ago. Actually,
is this going to be one when you put on the song now in a while? I'm going to go, oh, that song. Or is it going to be, no, it's
no, I don't.
Song.
I don't think, I don't know, I don't recognise lots of it. I would have known one or two of the songs, that's all. But I was sitting here, one of the very first times I done the show, back last year. And I came in, and I was looking for something to talk
last
about.
Last year, like.
Yeah, I was looking for something to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
And I just happened to come in, and I just...
Just for some reason opened Wikipedia.
No, during the day, or during the week beforehand, I was picking my songs. And
Picking
I picked
nose.
Up... And I had this particular album at home,
right.
And I decided to pick a song off it, right?
Yeah.
And I came in here, and there was a gig guide on this magazine that was here.
Yeah.
And YNT were playing in Belfast a couple of days afterwards.
Right.
And then they were playing in Dublin as well. So there you go. It was just didn't. It's just the way it happened. I didn't even see the gig guide until I came in, and yet I had one of the songs ready to play.
There you go. Do you know when you see on CDs, you probably don't see it as much in a thing where it has AAD, or it'll have DDD, or it'll have ADD.
I've never took stock of it.
Yeah, well, do you know the interesting thing about that, just while I see it, it's the different stages and whether it's analogue or digital.
Oh.
The first A is like at the sound in the recording studio, yeah. Was it recorded analogue or digital, then was it mastered, and or mixed, I mean, and then finally was it mastered. So this was recorded analogue, mixed analogue, and mastered digitally.
There you go.
There you go. No, you're not going to see much of that
more
anymore.
Useless information.
You're not going to see much more of that because everything's digital now. But
yeah,
you'll see it in a lot of the, like classic rock stuff because obviously it was all analog in the day. In the day,
yeah, back in the day, back in your day, Tommy.
Not my day.
You're 33 years on this planet.
Yeah,
are you?
Yeah,
33 years on the planet.
I am. Yeah,
or 34 this year.
I'll be 34 this year. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm 33 and a third.
THURD.
Right, we're going to play an instrumental next.
Okay.
Yeah. We played some Steve Vai before,
yeah.
So we're going to balance it out with some Joe Satriani this week. This is probably his most famous one, and I know it's not his best or whatever, but it's a nice ditty. It's a ballad or a salad.
Mm.
Always with me, always with you. and a fan favourite, and I like it. It's actually been used in an ad recently, but I think it's been robbed. I don't think it's the original. I think it's someone just doing a very similar interpretation of it.
Well, this song goes out to the guy out in the street who's not taking a photograph of us.
All right,
into the studio there.
So I didn't agree to that. He's stolen part of my soul.
Did he?
Yeah.
You've plenty of soul to give away.
Oh, yeah!
Right, Joe Satriani and what?
Always With Me.
Always with you.
Power of Twitter, eh?
Yeah, that's class, that is. That guy we just said outside took a photograph of us as Tommy was talking away.
And then Twittered it to us straight away.
And there it is there straight away.
It's actually a very, it's a guy from the company called Made in Hollywood. Well, it's, and what they do is they print stuff on like styrofoam, so they do 3D print stuff, you know, like, so if you wanted, say text, they can print it onto styrofoam and kind of lean back and big things. Brilliant. But they can do nearly anything. You know,
or Needle Rock FM.
they were in town here and stuff, so it's worth checking out if that's something that you would like to be part of or interested
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the guys can let us know any more information they want.
Definitely.
We'll give a shout. Yep. The other thing is, I was talking to Molly Kavanagh. Molly is
in
Pat's
Dublin's
sister.
Fair City.
Right, he's
where
really
the girls have big
Hooters.
He's
back in form. I had to wait till 3 o'clock to get him kicked in. Half two was no good for him. It just went all six and sevens. But anyway, I was talking to Molly the other night, and Molly said it's great listening to the show, to have listen back to all the stuff that's going on. And
Molly Malone. I think you did say Molly Malone.
I didn't. I said Molly Kavanagh.
Malone.
Stop with you. You don't get me in trouble. Molly, just for anyone listening, is Pat's sister. So be happy. Hello, Molly, and Happy New Year. Molly was at the gig the other night as well. Always goes to all the gigs. Great.
Yeah. I wonder if Pat McManus, you know, as famous as ever with his sister as Molly Malone.
Yeah, will you quit you? Will you get me in trouble? The other thing is, we want to say a big happy birthday to a star that both you and I like.
Yep.
Robbie Krieger.
Yes, Robbie
birthday
Krieger.
Today. And we want to say a big happy birthday to Robbie.
Yeah, best sound I was ever at the gig ever in the RDS when I seen them.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see the one in the O2?
No, it was the RDS with Ian
Asprey.
Yeah. But worst solo guitar performance ever.
He done the Spanish guitar, was it?
Oh, yeah, he just shouldn't have done it. He was out of his depth and it was terrible. But I'm not taking away from man, he's a great guitar player. It's just he's not a great flamenco guitar player.
Well, the only thing is, you have to remember...
I've spent 5 minutes online one day looking at the theory behind flamenco guitar playing. And I'm better than him.
Go away.
Yeah. It was particularly bad. That's not saying that I'm good. That's just how bad that was.
Yeah, but that would only be in that particular thing he decided to do. He could be better at it now, because that was a few years back. Yeah, that was actually 4 or 5 years ago.
It was, yeah. I was on the guest list for it too.
Were you?
Yeah.
How did you become together?
Oh, because I know people. How come you were on the guest list for the Vibe and met all those
wonderful
people?
Well, I work with Pat.
People? Yeah, well, I was with people who were important too.
That's your excuse and you're sticking to it.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, we want to play
a
track.
Actually, you know who it was? Who got me on the guest list? The drummer who's now playing with Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh, Nigel.
Nigel, yeah.
Nigel, what do you mean the drummer? How did he get invited to it?
Because the way things work in music is that everyone knows everyone, and you just make phone calls and you can get to wherever you want.
Well,
he knew
true.
The guy. He knew the promoter. He was very good friends and worked a lot with the promoter, and so he got us all on the list.
Well, like that there. Didn't
I met the drummer with Tin Lizzy that night. Tin Lizzy were playing the following night in Olympia, and I was going to as well. I can't remember his name, but he called into the gig and he was talking to the sound man at the Doors gig, and I just went up and said hello to him. As you do.
Well,
if you see famous people or people, not just like if you've seen Bono, Would You Care, whatever. But if but if you've seen someone like you were into, whatever, like say the drummer, and you were just at a gig, would you go up and talk to him? Would you go up and shake the hand?
Yeah, I did. That's what I said. I done that the other night.
Yeah, but you were in a different position the other night because you were kind of working the thing. But it wasn't that you weren't just there as a fan.
Yeah, but most times people like that are not accessible to fans anyway.
Some of them are.
Well, there's very few.
I remember
few.
I've seen Metallica in the Point, as it was.
Yeah.
And are we running out of time?
No,
you're looking
no,
at the clock.
No, I'm just keeping an eye on it.
And Corrosion of Conformity were supporting.
Actually, I'm not looking at it. I have one wonky eye.
All right, grand. Anyway, my story.
Carry on.
So at Metallica in the Point, it was the Load tour, and Corrosion of Conformity were playing support at the time, and I met Pepper Keenan in the crowd after he's a singer, if you know.
Yeah.
He was watching the gig and he was standing beside me and I was talking to him for a while. I thought that was pretty cool. I also touched Kirk Hammett on the shoulder that night. That's my other claim to fame.
Did you wash your hands after him?
Never washed it since.
I was wondering why one hand is black and the other hand is white. Yeah. Are you Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that's it.
Actually, we're going to play a track now from Y&T, from Yesterday and Today, as soon as you've done
what
it.
What does Y&T stand for?
Yesterday and Today, Tommy.
Nice, right,
and this is from the Yesterday and Today live album.
Yeah, but they're dead now.
No, he's only, Phil is, but I'm sure they will.
Only the bass player.
Yeah, they were like,
but would anyone notice?
Oh, Tommy, that's, you know, I'm not talking to you anymore now. Okay. Anyway. The song we've got for it is Hurricane by Y&T.
Yeah. I'm Helena Larson. I'm an artist manager, and I'm having great fun here at the Vibe for Philo. And right now I'm listening to Needle in the Groove at Dundalk FM.
The Vibe for Philo?
No, it's just the way different people pronounce it, Tommy.
Yeah, wrongly.
No,
incorrectly.
Well, but to us, Philo probably sounds, to them, Philo probably sounds wrong. It's just the way it sounds to them. If you actually look at it, right, file.
File.
P-H-I-L.
File.
Yeah, to them it's that. So it's
yeah,
Philo.
But what's, how would they pronounce Philomena? Philomena?
Probably. But some idiots of the Americans can call Philo Philo.
Yeah, but they also don't know how to pronounce H's, so, I mean, good luck to them.
Yeah, but you were saying that we were just talking about this off air there a while ago. Linnet or Linnet, right?
Yeah.
And Linnet is the way is how he always pronounced it, yeah. Right? But people call him Linnet. Right?
Yeah.
But that's the Irish way of calling him Linnet.
Yeah, but still wrong.
Yeah, that's the wrong way. That's what I'm saying. So different people call different things, and to them it's right, or to us it's wrong.
Yeah, but it's wrong. It's not a question of whether, to someone else. It's wrong is wrong. That's not how it's pronounced.
Tommy, don't tell everyone is wrong. Nothing is wrong in life.
Really? Where have you, what earth have you grown up on?
Sorry, Tommy.
It's okay.
Just have you ramble on there for a second.
Yes, here we are in the studio. Liam is doing something on the computer, looking very important. No, what about this interview, Liam? What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to have that just after the 3:30 ad. We'll have an interview that we have with Chris Laney. He's a Swedish guy. He has his own
Chris
band.
Cheney from Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't just leave it.
No.
You can't leave it, Tommy, can you?
I can leave well enough alone when I need be.
Yeah.
Liam, come on, we're stretching here. Get it together. Come on.
Come on, you were supposed to be filling the link there.
Are we doing it? What are we? I don't know what you're doing. Are we doing song next? Are we going into?
No, we're going.
I can't fill when I don't know where we're heading. Sorry, I can't file when I don't know where we're heading.
No, we're going to what do you call it? Going to the ads now in 1 second.
Okay.
Just as soon as I get this computer working,
right?
And then we're going to come
Lime.
Back.
Lime.
Then we're going to come back.
Lime Brookie to my Cali. See, that's wrong. That's not how you pronounce them.
Tommy, you're wrong. Everything's wrong. And then we're going to come back after the ad with the Chris Laney interview.
Chris Cheney.
Yeah. So, Tommy, say goodbye.
I might. Why are we leaving? This is over.
Yeah, it's over now. We're here now.
All right, bye. See you all. I won't.
Dundalk FM 100. Your community, your radio.
Your community radio station.
Go Dundalk. Go
Dundalk,
please.
Dundalk FM 100.
Dundalk Musical Society presents their 18th consecutive pantomime, Sleeping Beauty, in Antoine Town Hall, from Tuesday the 4th to Sunday the 9th of January 2011. Tickets are on sale now, €12 and €10 for matinees, and are available from Antoine Box Office. Telephone number 93929119. This is a show not to be missed.
Why? It's my dream, Prince.
We got a winner!
Support your local radio station by entering Dundalk FM's new monthly draw.
For just €1 per month, you could be in with the chance of winning €100 cash every month only on Dundalk FM.
Call in now to our reception area at Dundalk FM, Partnership Court, Park Street, Dundalk. Dundalk FM, your local radio station.
Call in to win!
Support your community. Support your radio. Dundalk FM, your local community radio.
Hey, it's Chris Laney, Dundalk FM, ready to rock.
Chris, fill us in on how you come to be in Ireland at the Vibe for Philo.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm here with Brian Robertson, who actually is, and Me too. Just hold on a second. So,
oh, sorry.
Yeah. So we, you can hear. It's a lot of fun. It's a great band.
Rumpa.
Rumpa, that's ass in Swedish. So I'm here with Brian, and I don't know really why I'm here, because I only recorded and co-produced the album and mixed it. His new solo album is going to be out in SPV in March. I think it's 25th. Otherwise, I do my own stuff. Chris Laney has been releasing two albums, Pure, a year ago, and Only Come Out at Night was released 2010. But now I'm here with Rabo, and he just invited me to play with his band, and I think that's a great honor.
And how long have you guys been playing together?
With Rabo? Three rehearsals.
Always good to jump in the deep end.
Yeah, but we're all friends. I mean, Nally, the bass player, and me, we've been playing together for like 15 years. And Ian Havland from Europe on drums, been working with him, never played with him, really. He played on my latest album, Only Come Out at Night. He plays like 7 songs on that album. But other than that, and Liney, who is doing the backups, I produced her band back in 2005. So, you know, we're just a big, happy family.
It's your first time over to Ireland?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And what do you think here, the Irish?
I've been here with my wife. Yeah, I brought her over, and we had like a 7-hour stroll. Is there any bars? Yeah. And after 7 hours, you're quite drunk when you get back. But it's a lovely city, and everyone's so friendly, except from the guys throwing a beer at me tonight. But
I heard about that. That's a bit ridiculous. But you get, excuse my wandering word, there's a lot of bad apples around the place.
Come on, let's face it. We did a lot of original songs. We play at 2 a.m. in the morning, and people just want to hear Don't Believe a Word. They don't want to hear anything.
Yeah, but how are you going to get your stuff out there unless you do it here in front of an audience?
The thing is, I rather have a bad experience, a bad reaction, and having a reaction than having a kind of like a mellow. I say the score is like nil-nil or something, because they started off, we came back, we did some Lizzie Classics, we won.
Right there, anyway, you know, I mean, a lot of them people have been sitting there drinking all night, and that doesn't, you know, it doesn't represent everyone that's here in Ireland.
No, absolutely not. It was like 5 people, you know. But we did what we did, and hopefully, I mean, come on, people really wanted us to play more. We had more songs, but under circumstances, sorry.
That's out there.
Oh, thank you. Sir.
Brilliant.
Thank
just it's great to listen. Yeah. And it's great to get this new experience of you guys in town here. Like the Swedish.
Problem, this is also, I mean, the first show we do with Brian Roberts and Bad. I mean, you learn a lot, you live a lot, you know, it's like, it was great. I mean, we were laughing so hard when we get off stage, go like, we will be remembered after this show. And
would you come back here with your own band?
Hopefully. I'm recording a new album. I'm a guy who said I'm releasing one album a year, because I want people to remember me and win new fans. We did a tour with Wasp here in Scandinavia just a couple of weeks ago. And, so definitely, if you have me, I can play in your backyard.
I would love to actually hear your new album. I'd love to hear your new album when it's released.
You will hear it. You can go to chrislaney.com and listen to it all. If you have Spotify, go on there. Both albums are on. So, and the new album will be out sometime early summer, I think.
And maybe when you have the album released, the new album, you might send a copy. And we play it on the radio for you here.
Sure. Email me, everyone, chris@chrislaney.com.
Tell me, sitting back waiting all night for your turn to go on, was that a little bit on stage, was that a little bit pain in the backside waiting to be last?
I've been having such a cold. I'm having fever and a cough, as you can hear. And and so I must say it was good having this time, you know, at the hotel. I've been sleeping like a baby. Now I'm going to party like an animal. So,
Chris, thank you for talking to us here on Dundalk FM, and I'll talk to you soon again. And hopefully we'll get listen to your new album soon.
Yeah, just keep in touch, okay? Cheers.
That was Chris Laney from the Chris Laney Band. You can check him out on Chris Laney at chrislaney.com.
How did he pronounce Philo?
We didn't. He didn't say it, actually. In fairness, when he was drugged up to the eyeballs,
Proper rock star, yeah.
I don't mean by them kind of drugs. I mean pharmaceutical drugs, because he was dying with a cold and he was coughing there, and I had to edit out a lot of coughing out of it.
Right.
And then he just decided then.
And he's dead since.
He's dead since. He's dead sound. And then he's ended up, what do you call it? He gave us a chat there and he said he was going for a lot
of
beer.
I like the way you got to give me a free CD. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a free CD.
No, he did. He said he sent us over a copy of it. But I, you know, when you're in this game, you're going to blag stuff.
Well, this is it.
So anyone wants to give us.
I'm doing it for the money.
And free. Send it to us here on Needle in the Groove Classic Rock on Dundalk FM 100. Drop it in at the front desk. We'll collect it. Whether it's a pizza. Try and do the pizza thing. If you're going to send a pizza in. Yeah. Tommy likes his vegetarian one. I'll have a meat feast. And if you're going to send it in, try and send it on a Saturday. Don't send it in about one, on Monday or something.
No,
because it'll be a bit cold by then.
Yeah, we still eat it though.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was it. So what song do you got for us next?
Right, we're kind of breaking our own rules here and we're doing a more recent song than... Yeah. What is it, 1995? Is that a cut-off point?
Yeah,
our arbitrary made-up number?
Well, that's what I was trying to keep it, say, 15 years. But we will throw in a couple of tracks because some good tracks.
It has to be 1996 now.
What?
Because it's 2011.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we've a whole more year of classic rock. Well, this is The Darkness, and you can't get really more rocktastic classic than The Darkness, really.
But they were real glam rock, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I've a lot of fondness for The Darkness.
Do you?
I really do.
Would have never pictured you for a Darkness fan.
It's just, when I heard the first album, I was doing a gig with Wendy Miller and we were in Marafelt in Derry. And there was another band playing with us at the time, and they were from Marafelt, and they had that CD on in the venue, and everyone was loving it. And that's the first I heard of them. This was just before the
You got into starting wearing the jumpsuits and everything?
That's it, yeah.
The lycra jumpsuits.
And then no jumpsuit, just, bare. Fair to say. But so I heard it, I'd say, once or twice that night, and I was going, yeah, I'd be into that. It's a bit mad, it's a bit different. At the time, there was no one really doing anything. There was no one doing guitar solos. There was no one doing any of that. So then I got the album. I bought the album. Back in the days, you know, when you bought music.
I can't believe that either.
Yeah. And so then by the third time, I go, yeah, this is really, really good, you know, enjoying it. And by the fourth time I listen to the album, I go, this is rocking, this is brilliant. And the first album is great. And then the second album I like as well. People didn't like it as much, but I think there's some great.
They went by the side after that then, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they got rid of the bass player and...
It started falling to pieces then.
Yeah, and he did Eurovision. Actually, there's a guy from town, he's the singer in the Rage Against the Machine cover band.
Oh.
And he does artwork on guitars. That's one of the things I don't know if he's still doing. He was at the time, and he did one for Dave Grohl, artwork. But he also did one for the bass player from The Darkness that was used on the MTV Awards, and you can see him, which is quite cool.
Very good.
Local connection.
Local connection to The Darkness.
That's it.
And I just want to fill people in on a little bit of information.
File people in
a nice, orderly fashion. Anyway, the reason why at 2:30, Tommy Kelly wasn't with us, he was at 6s and 7s, and I'm going to shut up you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everyone here for a second, right?
Yeah.
The story was, Tommy was only having a coffee at that stage, right?
A coffee,
and it didn't work for him at that stage. But then, at about just 5 to 3, he opened the Coke.
Got on the Coke. Straight on the Coke, been on the Coke since.
And it's not even the stuff in the bottle.
No,
it's the real stuff.
Yeah.
And since then, he's just gone all over the place.
Liam, on the other hand, had a cup of soup. He was a real rock star.
I had a brown bread sandwich with it.
A cup of soup gets you going. No, I'm telling you.
Aired hot cup.
Yeah.
Send us in your boxes of Aired hot cup soup.
Yeah.
Chicken and veg. Right, what do you want?
Darkness, love is only a feeling. We'll be right back.
Because
the light on the line will turn the whole ride to each other, but it's a fire.
Sorry.
That's Justin now singing.
Yeah.
That's not Tommy at all. Doesn't even sound like Tommy.
Doesn't.
I probably sound like Darth Vader. Luke, feel the force, Luke.
That's the worst Darth Vader impression I've ever heard in my life.
Is it?
No? It sounds like me when I'm drunk.
Tommy, we have a song coming up as well in the next few minutes for Mr. Bones or Martin Malone.
You're getting really stuck on that today.
I know, yeah, I just can't. I've seen it earlier
that when you're talking about and you're mentioning Martin, that it doesn't register with me that you're talking about Martin Malone from Townsend.
Because Until you talk about Bones.
Yeah, because I know him as Bones.
Yeah. Well, him and his new partner.
Yeah, they're still absent. They're not in any.
There's no sign of them at all. No, and normally you get abuse on a Saturday off, even though one or two of them. But we haven't heard from him, so...
It's either good or bad.
Our roving correspondent is roving.
He should be ringing in and telling us exactly what's going on. Juicy details at all.
He was there. No, actually, I met him on New Year's Eve in the Bailey.
Yes, in Ardy.
And he was down there, yeah. He was down in the Bailey with the guys, the stunts were playing.
The Cunning Stunts?
Yep. You have to be careful how you...
Yes, that's spoonerism.
Yes. I told that to one of the guys here one week that it's... what do you call it? From Metallica. Metallica had that, wasn't it? You told me.
Yeah, it's a live thing, but it's like they took it from somewhere as well. It's not exactly
theirs.
Yeah, it's
well,
not.
They patented it for a while, so.
Yeah. The live TV, Cunning Stunts, yeah.
And that's what he got. And Nigel was back with the guys.
Yeah.
And he fairly gave the skins a nail thrashing.
Yeah, it's a great drummer.
Yeah.
Fabulous rock singer. Was.
And a great singer, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, and
he's
Martin's
an album out now himself. Check him out on Facebook, Nigel Connell.
Great stuff.
Very good. Very.
He's working all around the place. He's constantly. He's working with. Is it
Mary Duff and Daniel.
And he's worldwide now with it.
Oh, he is, yeah. The tour Australia and the tour the nether regions of Europe and all that.
But you can see when he gets back in with the guys with Ribsy and Collie and Chris that he fairly well gives the skins an old time.
Yeah, and the thing about Nigel is like before he joined the stunts, he never really listened to rock, or you know, he never played in a rock band before, whatever. Yeah, and it's really weird because he has such a good rock voice,
yeah,
and he's such a good rock drummer.
Well,
but like, I mean, to do an unmindful version of the Iron Maiden, "Hallowed Be Thy Name,"
done it the other night.
Yeah, and Nigel does it perfect. But like he grew up with country music, like that is
so weird. Yeah. I didn't know that now.
Yeah, no, he's mad into rock and heavier stuff now. But it was only the last like. Whatever the stunts are going, was it 8 years?
But his voice is perfect for it.
Yeah.
And it just seems to tune into it, no matter what song he's doing, it just seems to be going perfect with it.
But he's just a perfect, he's not perfect, he's a perfect singer, perfect rock, he's a great voice.
I'm
sure he's a great fella. Oh, Jesus.
Nigel, that's a few hundred quid you owe us now at this stage, rather plugging it now. And Ribsy, of course, great bassist, and Collie and Chris.
Yeah, and Chris, Robbie, who does be with him as well sometimes, and... Robbie...
Think of his name.
Fredericks. Robbie Hendricks.
Robbie Hendricks.
What is his name? And who else plays with them? I need more Coke.
Yeah, you can fill yourself up another glass. Well, in the meantime, while you're getting your Coke.
Andrew. Yeah, that's it.
Robbie Andrew.
Well, not Robbie Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Andrew. The plays drums with them.
Yeah, and yeah. Big Andy, who used to play with them. And John Rankin, who used to play with them. Sorry, I'm just pouring some Coke.
And Tommy Kelly, who used to play with them?
Yes, I did, yeah, on a number of occasions.
I was surprised one night when I seen you just jumping up and in the Bailey, actually.
Yeah, no one asked, we just got up.
guitar. No, you start playing, you always done the Doors tracks.
I did, yeah.
You've always done
yeah.
a lot of Doors tracks with it.
Yeah.
And maybe that can be our first song to deconstruct.
No.
No,
no, it's too precious.
I know, yeah, I agree
we
with
that. We haven't actually played that, have we?
Which?
Roadhouse Blues. I'm sure you
have. I have, yeah, in earlier stages, but we can play it again.
Yeah,
we will do that, play song. It. It's a great. Actually, just L.A. Woman.
Yeah. Or as I used to think years ago when I was a young teenager. That
La
was,
woman.
No, any woman. Any woman's going to have to do. Hadn't a lot of hope for myself, really, did I?
Yeah, I actually agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
No, they went and done it. Billy Idol done a copy of it. And it was actually a pretty good copy of it.
Well, like, he burnt it onto CD.
No,
it's so idiot.
I knew
cassette.
That was good.
It was good cassette copy, like.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to Martin Malone and his new girlfriend's favourite song.
What is this? Oh, it's status quo.
Status quo. Status quo, Tommy.
Status quo.
Status quo and down the dustpipe.
Na 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 na. Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. Tossed around, I'm like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune.
Oh, YouTube, you sound so bad.
Yeah, do you know, you go on to it, it has some great stuff on it, but boy, Jesus, it's crap versions of it.
Yeah, it's the
who puts all that stuff up? It's obviously, have some more Coke, Tommy. Yeah.
No, it's the...
Have another line.
The audio, it's like how well it's compressed and stuff like that. Like, for a long, long, long time, all I couldn't listen to MP3s because of the high end, like around... Sorry for being an idiot here, but... 10K,
and
it's so digitized, and that's the problem there. It's just the compression ratio.
Oh, really?
Just to make the file smaller.
And for anyone,
anyone
that doesn't know, Tommy's a sound engineer, and that's why you're getting all this kind of technical, and Iraqi stuff.
I definitely
more coke
can tell the difference between an MP3 and a CD.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You need more coke.
Yeah, I'll do the Pepsi challenge someday if you want, and I'll tell you, you can play me two songs. Same, and I'll tell you what, just the MP3. Although it's getting harder because the MP4s are much better than MP3s.
And are they new? Or
That's iTunes' MP4s.
Oh, iTunes are using it now at the minute? Yeah. Now, speaking of tunes, if you would like to get your choice of music played here, as Byron will now in a couple of weeks, what can they do, Tommy?
I don't know.
No, that really didn't work.
I don't know.
You can just, you know, throw it
away. Don't contact me anyway. I know, I've nothing to do with this.
It's nothing to do with me.
I'm not going around all week looking for some stupid songs that someone else likes. If you send a list of songs that I like and I currently have in my catalogue of songs, then yeah, maybe it might happen. But if you send me a list of songs and I don't know them,
listen,
I'm not scouring the internet.
I will play whatever songs you want. If you give us a list of 15
songs. Yeah, but
they'll
be all from YouTube and they'll sound terrible.
No, they won't actually. I will get hard copies. The hard drive. Yeah. Do you want to see my hard drive?
No, thanks.
Anyway, we're going to start now in 2 weeks' time. So we need your suggestions. And you can go to Twitter.com, Tommy Kelly, that is, or Needle Rock, or you can go to Facebook with Tommy Kelly or Needle in the Groove Classic Rock, or you can go to our own new site, which is much better.
Yeah, needleandgroovefm.com.
That's it. How did you remember that, Tommy? You must have had a glass of Coke.
Yeah, I've had half a bottle of Coke.
And you can go to comments.
The email comments at needleandgroovefm.com.
And leave your choice of music there. And what we want to do is, we're going to deconstruct a song, and Tommy's going to bring the guitar with him.
We'll see. If I have enough Coke.
Don't worry, I'll feed him up on 2 litres of Coke every day before we start. And what we do is, we're going to dramatise a song every Saturday after 3:30.
I can see this happening twice, maybe, and then it not being funny.
Well, let's try it.
Try it at least once. You have to try these things.
No, you try everything twice.
Right, if it's worked in once, it's worked in twice.
There you go. Yeah. And if it's not, then you can just bugger off.
Yeah.
But that's it. And coming up after us, you have the Sports Academy with Sir John Murphy. And John will be in the hot seat now in the next few minutes. And he'll take you through to 6 o'clock.
It's quite warm now.
Oh, Tommy, I tell you, where did we get you from? Anyway, the next time you should have more Coke at 2:30 rather than
coffee.
Yeah,
I should just start to get up at 9 and just start getting the Coke into me.
Because the whole way up here, we're yawning.
Yeah. Well, you look dying looking when you arrived at my house early on, in fairness to. I actually thought you were going to vomit on me.
Did you?
Yeah, I was scared.
Now, there's only one time that ever happened inside in the house, well, apart from the drinking, all the years of drinking.
Apart from the countless number of times I did it drunk, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, no, okay, that's drinking. I came in one day and I was in a hurry to get out to see a girlfriend at the time, and I was out having a steak dinner and I was cutting away a big lump into the mouth, as you do, throw it down the gullet, and I came in and my mother got the carpets washed all over the house.
No.
Mother's sitting in the sitting room and I turned around and I go and the next one was
let's do loads of vomit sounds just so we can make everyone
anyway,
I'm going to get sick now.
My mother says, get out of this room before you destroy me carpets. I was dying, but it didn't make any difference.
What age are you?
17. Right, Tommy, say goodbye.
Bye.
Until next week, Needle in the Groove, Classic Rock. I'll
see you in 2 weeks.
We'll have a live feed.
Oh, no, yeah, live feed.
A live feed from... from Italy.
You'll have to file me in on what happens next week.
Good luck. See you next week.